There were, of course, many reasons why people familiar with the evolution of European fascism started ringing alarm bells the moment Donald Trump announced for office, demonstrating with his first words an array of fascist tendencies and behaviors that set off dog whistles among those who have long appreciated the fragility of all democracies, including America's. Understanding, as we do, fascism's long demonstrated ability to seduce communities across so many cultures, and now the ever so predictable damage Trump's fascist style carried out against our 2 centuries plus old constitutional system has burst across these United States, forcing action, governmental and beyond, across a wide spectrum of American civil society. The first, of course, yesterday's relatively bipartisan congressional second impeachment of Donald Trump, forced upon the House of Representatives by the president's efforts to use mob violence and intimidation to force the Congress to reverse the results of his dramatic electoral defeat. Nevertheless, there has not been enough discussion of the full dimensions of the challenge beyond the images of that brutal mob desecrating the Capitol and threatening its members. Just as Congress labored to carry out the final certification of November's election results, not enough discussion of the assumption of that failed leader who sent those angry crowds off toward the Capitol. The absolutely absurd assumption that Congress, by its very nature, an extraordinarily partisan institution, rather than state electoral officials and the judiciary, should be the ultimate arbiters of whether a presidential election was carried out fairly or not. Sure, some claimed that it was always a fool's errand, that the Democratic-controlled House was never going to reject those state electors who ended Trump's re-election hopes. But that was just the reality of this particular congressional term. It could easily have been otherwise. No, the entire proposition that our congenitally partisan Congress should be the ultimate arbiter of our presidential elections is a horrendously dangerous idea that undermines the entire structure of these United States and could plunge our constitutional system into a death cycle, deeply threatening a constitutional system that has survived over the centuries precisely because our federal system, despite all its obvious flaws, formally gives voice to those many competing groups and identities, local, regional, and national, that have usually managed to balance the competing and often conflicting values of this enormously large and diverse society. And yes, while Trump's assault on American constitutional norms has forced a dramatic reevaluation and codification of those elements of our governing system that were merely customary and surprisingly more easily trashed, the media that Trump so often disparaged in his bid for ultimate power, indeed an institutional reevaluation of its role relative to the emerging reality of social media, with its filterless but apparently lucrative enthusiasm for spreading lies and disinformation, in obvious contrast to mainstream media's usual promise of evidence and confirmation before publication, which of course has too often been undermined by the mainstream media's problematic but equally significant enthusiasm for simply juxtaposing opposing viewpoints, regardless of whether the issue at hand deals with issues more substantial than mere opinion. As we have seen so often regarding everything from climate change to vaccines, or more recently, the legitimacy of our recent election. Now, clearly this trauma has forced yet another reevaluation of the real differences between social media and professional media, and whether professional media can differentiate itself from social media with a commitment to journalistic ethics, offering a clear contrast with those who merely peddle rumor and inflame society for advertising dollars. An issue of considerable concern, considering how often we have seen since November too many professional broadcasters allowing themselves to be used as tools to undermine our entire governing system broadcasting comments that are not only inflammatory, but without any evidentiary reality by those who cannot accept the legitimacy of Trump's loss of power, broadcasts that played a significant role in helping gather the crowds that threatened the Capitol last week, and so many state capitals next week.